Coming up on today's episode, hey, hey, hey. How about them Dolphins, baby? How about them? Dolphins picking up a win. This is a Victory Tuesday 2022 of the Miami Sports Vibes podcast. That's right. It was a preseason win. Listen, I don't care. I told you guys, a win is a win, and I'm going to celebrate it. I don't care. Dolphins win. Victory Tuesday. Miami Sports Vibes podcast breaking down a game and talking about a preview of the next game. Damn. Just like good old times last year, right? Damn, it feels so damn good to be able to do this again. The season is here. Even though it's preseason, like, football is back, and I am freaking pumped up. Like, I am excited. Super, super excited. There was a lot of good things that I liked from this past game, so I'm going to break down the entire game. I'm going to tell you guys who I liked, who I didn't like. I'm going to talk about my boy Skylar Thompson, because Skylar Thompson went off. Also, how about that list of people that didn't play on this preseason game? I mean, when that list came out, I was like, whoa. Those of you guys who don't know who didn't play on this podcast, I throw out the whole list because it was quite amazing. I mean, the list was super, super long. But yeah, Skylar Thompson balled out. I show him a lot of love here. And a couple other guys, you'd be surprised. A couple other guys definitely get a shout out. I think they did their thing. Couple things I didn't like. I'm not going to lie. Even though we got the win, there was a couple people in particular that I was just not a fan of, that I did not like, and things that I think can improve and they should improve. Let's just say running game is one. I think that should improve. I did not like what I saw, but there's other things that I didn't like, and I definitely cover that on the podcast, as well as looking ahead to the game this weekend. I believe we're going to see some Tua this weekend, taking on the Las Vegas Raiders at home at Hard Rock Stadium. Hear my thoughts on what I got to say about that, who I think is going to play, who I don't think is going to play, and my expectations going forward. Listen, a lot of fun stuff to talk about. Football is back, baby. All that coming up on the Miami Sports Vibes podcast. Welcome to the Miami Sports Vibes podcast. We are here live, ready to talk about a Miami Dolphins W, baby. A preseason win. A win is a win. You guys know how I feel. I'm taking a damn win. Preseason, regular season, I don't give a damn. I'm a Miami Dolphin fan at the end of the day. Wins are hard to come by, so best believe I'm going to take it. But we're going to talk about the game here today, obviously. We're going to talk about who I liked, who I didn't like. And we're going to talk a little bit on the game this weekend. So, damn, it feels so damn good to be able to talk about a preseason game. Just a game in general, to be honest. I'm just freaking excited for that. And let's get right into it. Honestly, it was a freaking entertaining-ass game for a preseason one. I mean, when I tell you that the game kind of started a little shaky, but man, did that ramp up. And listen, it was a thriller. I mean, it came down to the very last second, literally. I mean, hey, I'll take it. I mean, usually preseason games are boring. Honestly, if you guys were watching that game was far from boring. And that's crazy because we didn't have a crap load of starters that didn't start that game. I mean, when you look at the injury report, well, not even the injury report, but the not expected to play people. I mean, when you saw that list, I mean, I would love to know your reactions to that, because mine was like, whoa. I mean, I was expecting Tua to sit out, you know, a couple guys here and there. But when that entire list came out, I was like, damn, like who's going to even suit up? I mean, those of you guys who don't know, so these are the people that didn't play. Tua, Chase Edmonds, Melvin Ingram, Javon Holland, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Xavier Howard, Ingle, the fullback, Raheem Mostert didn't play, Alandon Roberts, Jerome Baker, Connor Williams, Teron Armstead, Adam Shaheen, Emmanuel Ogba, Zach Sealer, and Christian Wilkins. I understand a lot of these guys being out. I'm not going to lie, it's the first preseason game. You don't want to avoid, you know, you want to avoid serious injury, of course, yada, yada, yada. But the only person I had an issue sitting out was Connor Williams. Those of you guys who heard my podcast that I dropped Saturday as a preview for the game, I expected to see a lot of Connor Williams, because Connor Williams has obviously had his struggles throughout entire training camp, snapping the damn ball, and getting that chemistry with Tua. You know, you can say, okay, Tua's not playing, so what's the point? I'm sorry. Is Tua always healthy? No, he's not. Things happen, right? It doesn't matter if your starting quarterback isn't playing. You still need to figure out the issue, and that's how to snap the ball. So if it's Teddy back there, if it's Skyler back there, anything can happen, and your issue is that you have issues snapping the ball. So why don't you go out there and get a series in, get two series in, maybe just one quarter, and that's it. From what I've heard from Connor Williams, it has not been a great training camp. So I expected him to play. Honestly, I was quite bummed out that he didn't get to play. Liam Eichenberg did play. Solomon Kinley did play as well. Austin Jackson, he played as well. I saw a little bit of good signs. Larnell Coleman was freaking trash to begin the game, but he began to settle in. But I'm going to get into who I liked and who I didn't like. But let's just talk about the game. You know, those people who weren't able to watch the game, I know it was a Saturday night. You know, people got things to do. Baseball's in full swing, obviously going down the stretch. There's a lot of good things to watch here. And, hey, it's a Saturday night. Like, who the hell's going to watch preseason game one? So, luckily for you, I'm here to sum it up for you guys just a little bit. So, I actually was able to catch the game. And let's just say, to start the game, I was happy that Jalen Phillips was out there. I mean, he put pressure in that first drive, trying to get to the quarterback. Didn't pick up a sack, but the pressure was certainly there. One thing that I found surprising early in the game was Preston Williams. He was returning punts. I'm like, damn. Like, are we this desperate to try to keep Preston Williams that we're out here trying him returning punts? Let's just say he didn't do well. He didn't do well in any aspect. He didn't do well catching the ball. He didn't do well. He was just a complete non-factor. And honestly, I think the writing is on the wall, quite frankly, for Preston Williams. And honestly, that sucks because Preston is a guy that we've seen him in training camps and we're like, damn, this guy has all the damn tools. Like, this guy can be unbelievable. Like, his talent is there. His size is there. But man, he's just unable to stay healthy. And, you know, after a certain amount of opportunities, like, the battery just dies, you know? It's like, you know, when you get an iPhone 8 and then now they're at the iPhone 13. I mean, is that iPhone 8 still running the same years later? You know, I'm just saying. It's a perfect example right there. But let's get back to the game. Skylar Thompson. Remember, I told you guys I was so damn excited to watch this guy play. I expected Teddy Bridgewater and Skylar Thompson. And guess what? We got a full game of Skylar Thompson. And I am not mad whatsoever because that man was a joy to watch. I mean, right away, he was thrown into the fire, converting a 3rd and 6 on his very first drive with pressure. I mean, he got to the goal line. Granted, the Dolphins settled for a field goal on their first drive, but man, just the way Skylar Thompson was just moving the chains, I was like, whoa, like, this dude is, we're in for a little bit of a treat. This is going to be a little fun game. So unfortunately, they settled for a field goal on their first drive, and guess what the Bucs did? They threw a touchdown, and who got beat on that touchdown? Noah Igbinoghene. Welcome to preseason, where Noah is getting burnt. Not only in training camp, but in preseason games as well, ladies and gentlemen. And the Dolphins gave up 2 touchdowns quick. I mean, they were down 14-3 to start the game. Not a good sign. And I was like, damn, hopefully, I mean, can we get a nice little entertaining game here at least? But Skylar Thompson, hey, he said, I got you guys. So I noticed from Skylar Thompson, he was really trying to establish an early connection with Cedric Wilson and Sherfield early, which I like to see. I mean, he targeted Cedric Wilson quite a few times. And actually, Mike Gesicki got a target. Only one target, but he did haul it in. 1 reception for 13 yards. That was the very first play that Thompson connected with. So I like to see that. It was quite inspiring. I thought it might be a little bit of a recipe for something else, but Gesicki didn't really see the field much. But there was offensive struggles, though, honestly. Even though Skylar Thompson was making plays here and there, there was still a lot of struggles. Like, they were unable to convert their downs early on in the game. But Jason Sanders, he netted another one. I believe it was 52-yard. It was 52-yard field goal. And that's a sign where I'm like, damn, okay. So Sanders was 2 for 2 to start the game, hitting a 52-yard field goal. And remember, last year was kind of a shaky year for Sanders, where the previous year before that, he was money. You know, people were saying, including myself, hey, Sanders got the bag. And he said, let me just chill back. But, Lay, Sanders looks like he's back. He looks like he's in regular season form the way that we pay him to be. So that's a good sign. Like, listen, you know, you might say this dude's really happy about a damn field goal kicker. Absolutely. I mean, we win games by 3 points. We lose games by 3 points. Like, 3 points fucking matters at the end of the day. So damn right I was happy that Jason Sanders was able to net quite a couple field goals and deep field goals at that. So later on in the game, who else? Lynn Bowden Jr. This man has been under a lot of pressure. Will he make the team? Will he not make the team? This man changes his number like we change clothes every day. Is he going to be healthy? Is he going to do something? You see the potential there. The Dolphins traded for this guy at the end of the day. Pressure's on him. Him and Preston Williams have the most pressure, I believe, out of the wide receiving group. But Lynn Bowden stepped the fuck up. He stepped the hell up. He did big time. He netted three. He had three receptions and four targets, 50-plus yards, and a touchdown. That's big time. I mean, he was wide open, but just like the fact that he's being successful when the pressure's at its highest in his first preseason game, I definitely love to see that. And then right after that, Dolphins picked up a sack fumble, took it for a touchdown, and I mean, it was within the matter of like a couple minutes, the game just swung completely in the Dolphins' favor. And Dolphins had a nice little 20-14 lead going into the half. And I was like, okay, like, all right, now we got a ball game here. So Skylar Thompson, what I liked from him in the first half, I really liked what I saw. I mean, he kept the chains moving, had a couple issues on third down, but I really, really like what I saw from him. He was able to move in the pocket. I loved his pocket presence. He did tuck it and run, so I did like to see that. He had a big run. I think it was about 15 yards, if I'm not mistaken. I know he finished with 25 yards rushing, but I was like, man, I mean, Skylar Thompson was, man, he was fun. He was fun to watch. But here's where a little bit of concern started happening. So obviously, you know, the Dolphins were up 23-14 after Sanders, you know, was 3-for-3 at this point. Bucks answered back with a touchdown. And this cornerback, number 35, I can't forget his number, but his name is one that I had to look up. So D'Angelo Ross, all right, he's a 5'9 cornerback, 190 pounds, 28 years old out of New Mexico. This dude got beat bad for a touchdown. And he was, listen, I saw him get beat a couple times. I don't know about those folks that watch the game, but I'm looking at 35 and 36 just get killed. Like, they were getting picked apart. And I was like, damn, like, what's up with these dudes? So the Bucks answered quick, man, and they actually made this game. Like, this game ended up going all the way down to the wire, and it was quite a dramatic finish. I'm not going to lie. I mean, Sanders put us up for, it was 26-24 towards the end of the game. Sanders, by the way, was 4-for-4, which, like I said, damn right, I'm going to be souped about that. And the Dolphins defense had to get a stop. They had to get a stop. It was a 2-minute drill at the end of the day. Can the Bucks do it? Let's just say they made it dramatic. Couple third downs. Channing Tindall also had a big, big stop, which I love to see. Trill Williams, a big stop down the stretch, but then unfortunately got hurt right after he made that play, and that just sucks. I mean, Trill Williams is a guy who's been balling this training camp, and that's from a DB position that we need all the depth that we can get. I mean, when you talk about having Xavier Howard, you talk about having a Byron Jones out there, Nick Needham, who else? Who else besides us? Like, one of those guys go down, then who the hell do we have? Shout out to Trill, man, because Trill was balling out this training camp. And it made us kind of feel like, okay, like, you know, that's our plug and play guy. You know, somebody goes down, we trust Trill Williams to make a play. And man, it's just unfortunate. Like, trying to get a stop here with this 2-minute drill does get a big time stop. I mean, he was all over that. It was like a little quick out route, maybe a bubble screen, and Trill Williams was just all over that. And unfortunately gets hurt, and we find out later on throughout the day that he ends up tearing his ACL. So prayers up to Trill Williams, man. Hope he gets back healthy. And it's just so unfortunate, you know, a guy that was finally about to get this opportunity and just snatched away from him in a preseason game, making the right play, making a good play in the fourth quarter of a meaningless game. I mean, your heart goes out to that man. So prayers out to Trill Williams, man. Fucking bums me out to even talk about it. But yeah, back to the game. A third down, a third and long, actually. And the Dolphins give it up to midfield, putting the Bucks in field goal range. And if you want to know who gave up that long third and long to put the Bucks in field goal range in position to win the game. It was number 35, D'Angelo Ross. 5'9", 190, 28 years old out of New Mexico. Remember that name, because I don't think he's going to make this damn team. That's for damn sure. I think he's done. I mean, you're getting lit up like that against, what, fourth stringers? Yeah. I mean, let's just cut to the chase. I expect him to be cut for sure. So at the end of the day, it was a 26-24 game. Bucks were in position to win the game with a field goal. The kicker makes the first one. Mike McDaniel calls timeout. Ices him. Love it, right? All right. Normally, I mean, do people still miss after the ice? Damn right. They sure do. Bucks missed that wide right, and Mike McDaniel ices the kicker and gets his first win as a head coach. Even though it's a preseason game, he gets a nice little win there. You like to see it. Dolphins win 26-24 in a dramatic fashion. Not going to lie, it was an entertaining game, and I know it's just preseason. I know it doesn't count. I know, you know, you can't get too high, but hey, it was a fun-ass game. Like, that's all you can ask for at the end of the day. If I'm going to be watching this game, you know, wanting to see who makes a team, who stands out, all of these guys that are in the bubble. Like, can this game just be entertaining? And that's exactly what it was, man. I really love to see Mike McDaniel out there. You know, the scheme was great. I like to see Skylar Thompson. I was happy about him. I mean, he looked awesome. So I got good and bad. I mean, let's just start off with the bad news. What I didn't like, I'll tell you one thing. I did not like the running game. The run game in that game was completely non-existent. I mean, it was terrible. There was no holes being brought. No holes there, but then also the running backs weren't making plays either. I mean, Myles Gaskin as well. Like, I'm so over Myles Gaskin. The only guy that I thought ran the ball well was Skylar Damn Thompson when he was moving around the pocket. The DBs I didn't like. I didn't like number 36 out there. The Lee's last name is Wilson. And obviously number 35, who I talked about multiple times, D'Angelo Ross, on this podcast episode. I thought that was very bad. And remember, DBs is a position that I'm looking at very closely. Did not like what I saw from Noah either, giving up a touchdown. That's somebody who I expected to have a damn good game. Like, the pressure's on you. You're a first-round pick. Get it done. And then, obviously, the unfortunate news of Trill Williams. It just makes the whole DB thing just a complete nightmare for me. That's just my opinion. I would have liked to see Noah make an impact, but it's just unfortunate. So I did not like the running game. I did not like the DBs. I think the offensive line did okay. I didn't love it. I wasn't completely thrilled by it. But I do think they did a decent job, and decent is something that you'll take in preseason game one. If you can go, you know, if you can take that decent, level up the next week, and then the following week heading into the regular season, I'll take that. I think decent is a good start, better than bad. They started off shaky, though. I'm not going to lie to you. They started off shaky. I was like, damn, they look kind of trash, but they settled in. They settled in. I thought, now talking about the good, I thought Solomon Kelly did a good job. I thought Austin Jackson even did a good job. Am I going to get too excited about that? Absolutely not. Like I said before, I want to see this over a stretch of games. Liam Eichenberg, I think he did okay. There was signs. There was little signs of life. Something that, you know, you have to not get overly excited about, but it's something that you should take as a Dolphin fan. So shout out to the offensive line, you know, getting better as the game went. And that's typically the case with this group that we've been accustomed to seeing. We'll just see how it goes. Hopefully they can level up from there. I love the approach by Mike McDaniel, by the way. Very, very solid approach. I don't expect that he went deep in his bag with this offensive game plan, but I just like his approach to the game. You know, I really, really do. I really like the approach. It was nice to see him. Nice to see a nice fresh face in there, you know, dialing up some things on offense. You know, offense was a bit of a struggle throughout these past couple years. So just nice to see Mike McDaniel there. Nice to see him out there in the sidelines, not going to lie. Not that many penalties as well. That's another thing when I talk about solid approach. I mean, this team was not highly penalized. I thought they were well-disciplined. I thought they played this game well-disciplined. And you're talking about a team that missed out on so many first stringers that didn't play. I mean, you guys heard the list when I started this podcast. You had a lot of third stringers, fourth stringers in there. So your ability to have that team not get penalized that much shows a lot of discipline. So shout out to Mike McDaniel for that. I mean, you got to give him credit where credit is due. So absolutely love the approach. And then Lynn Bowden Jr., like I talked about, this is a guy who the pressure is on him to make the team. Are you going to make the team? You know, the team thinks highly of you if they traded for you. The potential is crazy. Obviously, Mike McDaniels likes these type of gadget players, and that's exactly what Lynn Bowden is. So the fact that he was able to, you know, score a touchdown and get involved, I really, really like to see that. And then Skylar Thompson, I mean, he looked awesome. I mean, I love that he played the entire game. He was really, really fun to watch. And like I said, man, I'm telling you, if the Dolphins don't keep Skylar Thompson, I absolutely think that some team is going to sign him and kind of come knocking on his door, because this man, he has the potential. And this is a seventh round pick. Like, he's a seventh round pick. He's a little bit older than most guys, but he looks solid, man. He really looks solid. I'm excited to see him go face to face with Reed Sinnett, because I think we do get that in the preseason, if I'm not mistaken. That Reed Sinnett obviously was the quarterback we had last year who did some big things, especially that last preseason game against the Bengals. But reading off the stats, though, Skylar Thompson, he was 20 for 28 for 218 yards and a touchdown, no interceptions, and he also ran 3 for 25 yards. Obviously, I talked about his ability to move around in the pocket. Really love to see that. Lynn Bowden, he had 3 for 55 yards and a touchdown on 4 targets. So you caught 3 out of the 4 targets, that's a win. Mohamed Sanu, he had 3 catches for 39 yards on 3 targets, caught all 3 of his. Thompson was looking his way a couple times. Cedric Wilson, establishing that early connection with Skylar Thompson, I told you guys. 3 for 29 on 3 targets, caught all 3 of his. I really want to see Cedric Wilson start to get going in this second preseason game, though. You're hearing a lot of Jalen Waddle. You're hearing a lot of Tyreek Hill. You know, Cedric Wilson is supposed to be that third guy, that slot guy that's really, really going to, you know, be solid. And I actually had high expectations for Cedric Wilson. I think he's going to be a sleeper guy. I think he's going to do a lot of great things for this offense. But he's got to back me up, though. So I expect to see a lot more from him in preseason week 2. Hopefully, fingers crossed, because I would look like a total dumbass because I am very, very high on Cedric Wilson. And I totally will take that take. And if he ends up being a bust, please just at me and, you know, roast me all you want. I will take that one to the grave, like, because I think Cedric Wilson is big time. I think he is so underrated, and hopefully he backs it up so you guys don't roast me. Eazy-E, Eric Azukama, I expected big things from him, but he only caught 2 catches for 18 yards on 3 targets. They didn't really look his way a lot. I expect that to change. Mike Gesicki, it's worth mentioning, he caught his only target, the first one of the game, 1 for 13 yards. But like I said, he did not see much action. I probably expect more from Mike Gesicki in week 2. And speaking of week 2 of the preseason, that is when we take on the Las Vegas Raiders this week at Hard Rock Stadium. The Raiders are actually 2-0 in their preseason games. They have solid quarterbacks, man. They have Nick Mullins. They have Stidham as well, the former Patriot. And they obviously have Derek Carr. Now, Stidham and Mullins have been the guys that have been playing the quarterback snaps, and they've been playing pretty damn good. I mean, their offense, and that's without Darren Waller, Hunter Renfrow, and Devontae Adams. They've been putting up some points in the preseason, man. Low key. I mean, you got a pretty explosive team coming to Hard Rock Stadium this weekend. So, Dolphin fans, I just want to let you guys know. Just want to let you guys know that. And also, this is actually their third preseason game because they played in the Hall of Fame game. So this will be the Raiders' third preseason game. So with that being said, I think this will probably be the game that you see a little bit of Devontae Adams and you see a little bit of Derek Carr, maybe some Darren Waller in there as well. So expect these guys to be playing this weekend at Hard Rock Stadium if you are going to the game. I think so, because, I mean, it's a third preseason game. They need to get a couple reps in. They have not had any reps at all, in case you're wondering. They have not played a series, a quarter, none of that. So maybe they play a series or two, probably 2 series, but definitely I expect them to see these, to see Derek Carr and Devontae Adams get some burn in there. As for the Dolphins, though, remember last season in the preseason, Tua played the first preseason game, played, I believe it was a quarter, and then the second game he played the half, which was a super fun game against the Falcons, by the way. And then he sat the third. A little bit of a different approach here, I noticed, from Mike McDaniel. So he didn't play Tua week 1. So my question is Tua going to play week 2 and 3, or is he only playing week 2? That's the question I have. That remains to be seen. I don't know the answer to that as of yet, but I can assume that I mean, the fact that he didn't play the first one, I'm assuming Tua's going to play a quarter in this game on Saturday. Is it Saturday? This weekend. And then he'll play a half in the third game. That's just what I'm assuming. Or they can take the approach where Tua plays a whole half this weekend and then sits out the final week. They can do that as well. I mean, either or, I do think we're going to see Tua this weekend. So I expect to see, you know, have a lot of more things to cover. I'm excited to see Tua out there. I mean, what you've been able to see and read when it comes to training camp about his connection with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle and the way Tua's been performing, even regardless of those people being on the field. You talk about Tua and his confidence. That's been something that's well advertised. The way he's talking back to the media, the way his throws are looking, the way he's really taken on that leadership role, which is really what you expect out of your quarterback. Like, you are the leader of this team. You need to command the locker room, command the huddle, and do your thing. So I'm excited as hell to watch Tua play football this weekend. Like, at the end of the day, even if they're throwing out Derek Carr and all these people, and even if we get smoked, you know, the fact that we're going to be able to see Tua play against, in a game this season, against a defense that's not the Bucs defense in a training camp, or against, not against the Dolphins defense. So I'm excited, you know, see Tua suit up, whether we wear white or orange, put on that Dolphins jersey. And I'm pretty sure that if Tua's going to play a series or two, best believe Tyreek Hill is as well. I mean, if you're going to put Tua Tagovailoa out there, I'm pretty sure you want his reps to come in with the squad, you know, as a whole. That includes Mike Gesicki. That includes Jaylen Waddle, Cedric Wilson, Tyreek Hill. And that also includes Connor freaking Williams. That definitely better include his ass in there, because he needs to learn how to snap the damn ball. Hopefully he has a better week of practice. Hopefully we hit, you know, we read some good things leading up to this game. But that's what I expect. I expect Tua to be out there. I expect Tyreek to be out there, whether it's, I don't know how long, but I definitely do expect them to definitely get those juices flowing. And I'm excited, man. I'm excited. And especially at home, you know, I know the Dolphin fans packed that place last year against the Falcons. I mean, the energy was crazy during that game. So I definitely expect the same thing to come at a Hard Rock Stadium this weekend. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Win or loss, does that matter? Absolutely not. But however, I will take a damn win. I'm not going to sit here and predict a win or loss, but I'll tell you for sure, I'll take the win. So, I mean, let's see how it goes. It should be a good one at Hard Rock Stadium. Those of you guys going to the game, make sure you make some damn noise. Make sure you support the boys, support Tua. And yeah, man, post some videos on social media. I'll be taking a look at all those. I love hearing, you know, I love seeing videos from inside the stadium, people that are at the game. Love that stuff. You know, me being, unfortunately, not from Miami or South Florida, being all the way in New Jersey, I'm able to, you know, get a little bit of an experience through video. So those of you guys who do post that, shout out to y'all. I'll definitely be looking at those. And yeah, let's hope for a nice little good week of practice leading up to the game. Let's hope that Tua is getting the call to play in this game, and we'll see a lot of our guys. And hopefully we put on a show for the fans at Hard Rock Stadium. And also, quick announcement, I will be going away this weekend, so I'll be watching the repeat of the game. Therefore, I come back on Tuesday, so I won't have a podcast on Tuesday. That podcast will probably come out either Wednesday or Thursday of next week. So I just want to let you guys know my breakdown of the game this weekend will come Wednesday or Thursday, along with the preview for the final preseason game. So you will have a podcast next week, but it's not going to be on Tuesday. So I definitely wanted to mention that before I head out of here. But yeah, let's get a damn Dolphins another preseason win, man. How about Mike McDaniel and Tua getting a win at home? He got the win on the road. Let's get a win at home, baby. All right, so that's a wrap. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you guys for keeping the positive vibes going on social media, especially. I mean, the fact that these Dolphins are back and putting out these highlight films like crazy, these crazy highlights in training camp and preseason game, you know, these cool pictures of Mike McDaniel and Tua, you guys honestly are just making everything better with the energy that I've seen from every single one of you guys on social media. And if you're not on social media, the fact that you're in listening to this podcast, you're part of it, man. You're part of Dolphins Nation. So shout out to the entire Fins Up community. Dolphins Nation, stand up. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the game this weekend. Hopefully it's a preseason win. A win is a win, like I say. But most importantly, thank you all so much for listening to the Miami Sports Vibes podcast with Nando Diaz.